Now, Jesus has said before, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Right? So he didn't promise it's all going to go away. If anybody told you in the recruiting brochure, come be a Christian, it'll get much better. You know, we're sexy too. We're the church, you know. It's comical, right? Churches do that. And Peter wrote a letter and he said, "Beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13, that was. Paul, writing to the Corinthians in his second letter in chapter 12, he says this, "A thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is enough for you. My power is made perfect in weakness.'" Paul says, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I'm content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, petitions, and calamities. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." So when did the message of the gospel change to, you need to just have faith while nothing is happening in response to your prayer? Why does that happen? Why do we get tricked into thinking like that? Now, maybe you don't. And what I've said, you say, I stand against that. I do not accept that. But I think we all see it in evidence, right? We see that, okay, it's not a triumphal message, that Jesus did come with the gospel, and that everybody faces difficulty, and we all suffer, and we overcome in the face of suffering, financial, medical, right, emotional. But when did the message of the gospel say, you just need to have faith? I see it in all the movies. It's always a Catholic priest in the movies because they look religious enough, right? Or maybe if it's a real clever director of photography, they find a good Protestant guy who also has a collar, right? And when you're a churchman, you can tell the difference between a Catholic church and a Protestant church. It's not very difficult. But the person on TV who is clergy always says, you just need to have faith. And they never give answers to the person who's like, why? Why is it happening? What is it? Now, I know that eventually everything in Scripture brings us to a place where you just need to have faith. I know that that's true. I need to know what God has done and believe that He's God and that He has power and authority. And I need to trust that He's going to keep the promises I haven't seen answered yet. Resurrection at the end of time, not the least. I know that you need to have faith. But when did it become our answer to people searching for answers? You just need to have faith. I'm not equipped to answer your question. I got nothing else but that sentence. And you'll just have to suck it up while you suffer through. Where is your testimony to encourage the person suffering? Where is the answer of God from Scripture? Do you know there's forgiveness of sin? There was forgiveness of sin before the cross of Jesus Christ. God spoke to Isaiah and in a vision touched coal to his lips and said, your sins are forgiven. It's the heart of God to forgive all the way since the beginning of time. Before they sinned, God knew the cross was coming. There's forgiveness of sin. There's a mighty God who's able to save and who can deliver. And Hezekiah was going to die, turned his face to the wall and wept. And God gave him 15 more years. God gave him 15 more years. And do you know that when he lived longer, he had a child? And that child was the most evil king who ever lived on the earth. No one before him was ever as evil as the child who was born when Hezekiah got to live longer. God's mercy on Hezekiah, even though the consequences made more ripples in the pond. God will have mercy on whom he'll have mercy. It's his business. And you say, God does these things because he's working it out. And so that happened for a reason. And I'd say, what's God's reason for letting Hezekiah be healed so he could have an evil son who killed people, sacrificed children, worshipped idols, and led Israel so far astray that it was an irreparable wound in a people group? Tell me about the good in that. And you shrug.
You say, well, I guess you just have to have faith, you know?
It's a strong thing that Jesus proclaims and brings, preaches, evangelizes the good news of the kingdom of God. This is an important thing for us to learn about Jesus and what he's doing. In Scripture, God's power and might is in evidence in the lives of people whom he touches. God is always God. God could always forgive sin. God sent his Son to be the perfect life and to die the total punishment and to offer forgiveness in his name. But there was already forgiveness possible to anyone seeking God. Isaiah sought the Lord, found the Lord, received forgiveness. But people don't get it. People don't get it. And Jesus came to show it. And he proclaimed and he brought the good news of the kingdom of God. Shouldn't this be true in our lives if we're followers of Jesus? Right? Through our suffering and through our overcoming. Look what it says in Luke chapter 8 and verse 4. A great crowd was gathering and people from town to town came to him. And he said in a parable, he said, a sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed, and some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell along the rock, and as it grew up, withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. And as he said these things, he cried out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. So Jesus is saying, if you hear this, listen to what I'm saying. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. You've been told. Pay attention. Listen to this. Who is that? Charles Stanley? Now listen. I don't know if you ever heard him on the radio or something. Whenever he makes a point, he goes, now listen. And he makes his point. This is the most, almost exactly the phrase that we read in the letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation in chapter 2 and 3. It's on your bulletin. It's the memory verse on the front of your bulletin. Do you know that your bulletin has a memory verse every week? That if in a week, if every day you looked at the front of your bulletin, you would be memorizing scripture that might help you in a time of need. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Seven times Jesus Christ says this to the churches, the seven churches of the area there. Jesus wants people who will follow. And we like when the church grows, don't we? Are you happy for more people and for the people who've come? But we who have come need to be people who hear and follow.